You're listening to NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness. Today is Sunday morning, May 3rd, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Cardio Diagnostics Holdings CDI Advancing Early Detection. Tackling heart disease through AI and biomarker insights, Cardio Diagnostics Holdings is making strides in early detection and combating heart disease by utilizing AI and biomarker insights. By integrating artificial intelligence with genetic and epigenetic biomarkers, the company aims to provide personalized cardiovascular information from a simple blood sample. With cardiovascular disease being a leading cause of death in the U.S., CardioDiagnostics' innovative approach is crucial in addressing this pressing issue.
Spoiler alert! Fictional fashion world learns CPR never goes out of style. In a dramatic scene from the sequel to The Devil Wears Prada, a party guest attempts hands-only CPR after a character collapses. But no one calls 911, and the compressions shown are unrealistic and ineffective. The American Heart Association warns that inaccuracies in CPR depiction in films can normalize hesitation and confusion, urging immediate action in emergencies. Learn hands-only CPR easily online or by taking a course at an American Heart Association training center.
Cardio Diagnostics Holdings, Inc., Advancing Early Detection. Tackling heart disease through AI and biomarker insights. Cardio Diagnostics Holdings, Inc. is making strides in early detection and combating heart disease by utilizing AI and biomarker insights. The company's innovative platform merges artificial intelligence with multi-omic biomarker analysis to provide personalized cardiovascular insights from a simple blood sample. With heart disease being a leading cause of death in the U.S. South, Cardio Diagnostics is dedicated to reducing its impact on individuals and healthcare systems globally.
Study uncovers why the risk of breast cancer increases with age. New research has revealed why the risk of breast cancer increases with age, as breast tissues change over time. This insight could lead to new strategies in fighting the disease. Companies like Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. might find this study valuable in their research efforts. For more updates in the biotechnology sector, visit biomedwire.com. Seven honorees nationwide are redefining what life after stroke can look like. Seven honorees nationwide are redefining what life after stroke can look like. The American Stroke Association is recognizing stroke heroes during American Stroke Month for their efforts in supporting survivors, caregivers, and advocates. Winners include caregivers, community impact heroes, Be East FAST heroes, group heroes, a pediatric hero, a survivor hero, and a voter's choice hero. These individuals are making a difference by providing support, education, and inspiration to those affected by stroke.
Lexaria Bioscience launches ongoing investor video series to expand shareholder communications. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. has launched an ongoing investor video series called Reformulated into the Mainstream to enhance shareholder communications. The first episode features CEO Rich Christopher discussing the Dihedra tech platform, the lucrative GLP-1 market, and the company's commercial strategy. The series aims to provide transparency and engagement, offering insights into Lexaria's business and industry trends. Watch the inaugural episode on YouTube for more details.
Investor news breaks: Helus Pharma TM CBOE CA HLP issues correction to Terramine partnership announcement. Helus Pharma TM issued a correction to its partnership announcement with Terramine, removing references to veterans exploring treatment solutions. The collaboration aligns with an executive order for mental health treatments and research participation. Helus Pharma is developing novel serotonergic agonists for mental health conditions like depression and anxiety, with HLP-003 in phase 3 for major depressive disorder. For more information, visit helus.com.
Knowing stroke signs can save a life. When every minute counts, knowing the signs of a stroke can save a life. The American Stroke Association emphasizes the importance of quick action to protect the brain and reduce long-term disability. With nearly 2 million brain cells dying every minute a stroke goes untreated, recognizing symptoms early is crucial. During American Stroke Month, learn BEST to spot a stroke and take steps to prevent it. Stay informed at stroke.org/strokemonth.
Aquinas Senior Living scales Tetin's AI monitoring platform across Pennsylvania portfolio, achieves 99.8% resident adoption. Aquinas Senior Living Inc. scales Tetin's AI monitoring platform across Pennsylvania portfolio, achieving 99.8% resident adoption. The proactive care platform has been successfully launched at Wynwood House Communities in State College and Center County, with only a single family opting out. The technology, powered by Teton, utilizes AI to detect health changes early, ensuring tailored and person-to-person care without compromising privacy.
BioStem Technologies to host first quarter 2026 financial results conference call on May 14, 2026. A conference call and webcast at 4:30 p.m. ET will provide an overview of the quarter by BioStem's management. To register for the event, visit the provided webcast link. BioStem Technologies focuses on developing advanced allograft solutions derived from perinatal tissue.
Bioversus Annals announces approval of all board proposals at annual general meeting of shareholders. Bioversus AG announced the approval of all board proposals at their annual general meeting of shareholders. Dr. Senchin Ma, chairman of the board, expressed gratitude to shareholders for their trust and support. Shareholders approved all items on the agenda, including the re-election of board members and compensation details. More information can be found on Bioversus's website.
PertBeam BET to host Q1 2026 earnings call and provide strategic updates. CartBeam, a medical technology company focused on cardiac care innovation, will host a conference call on May 13, 2026, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss first quarter results and provide updates on key growth initiatives, including arrhythmia assessment, extended wear patch development, heart attack detection, and AI programs. Biomed News Breaks, Cardiodiagnostics Holdings, Inc., targets precision cardiology with multi-omic AI platform. Cardiodiagnostics Holdings is leveraging AI and molecular science to revolutionize cardiovascular diagnostics. The company's platform integrates epigenetic and genetic biomarkers to provide personalized risk assessments from a blood sample. This approach offers a more comprehensive view of cardiovascular health, capturing individualized disease risk and early molecular changes. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
PeachBOT Revolution formalizes 60 Office Plastic Surgery Network. PeachBOT Revolution has formalized a structured clinical partnership program with plastic surgeons, expanding to over 60 offices for coordinated post-op recovery. The therapy involves delivering 100% pure oxygen under pressure to accelerate tissue healing. Drive, executive name, noted significant reductions in bruising and swelling with HBOT. The network focuses on non-healing wounds and specialized recovery for patients on GLP-1 receptor agonists. HBOT Revolution's direct oversight ensures consistency in real-world data for improved outcomes.
House hearing puts hospital CEOs on the spot over exorbitant charges. Hospital CEOs faced tough questions during a recent House hearing on exorbitant charges. GOP members accused them of taking advantage of the healthcare system. Will this lead to reforms? Astiva Health and other insurance providers may feel the impact. Stay tuned for updates on this developing story.
Biomed News Breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals receives FDA IND and clearance for Telomere Z in triple-negative breast cancer. Telomere Pharmaceuticals has received FDA clearance for its investigational new drug application for Telomere Z to treat triple-negative breast cancer. This paves the way for a phase 1 half-clinical trial to assess safety and anti-tumor activity. the company's lead candidate shows promise in targeting key mechanisms in cancer and degenerative diseases.
Investor news breaks: Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc. advances AI and robotics platform toward initial commercial deployment. Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc. has made significant strides in advancing its AI and robotics platform towards initial commercial deployment. By integrating 28 million scientific abstracts into its PDAOAI platform and collaborating with TechForce Robotics, the company aims to enhance efficiency and compliance in pharmaceutical development and manufacturing. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Network news breaks: Heartbeam, Inc. to host Q1 2026 earnings call and provide strategic updates. Heartbeam, Inc. will host a conference call on May 13, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss first quarter results and provide updates on key growth initiatives, including its commercial launch for arrhythmia assessment, extended wear patch development, heart attack detection, and AI programs.
NeuroOne announces Chief Financial Officer Succession Plan. NeuroOne announces Chief Financial Officer Succession Plan. With Ron McClurg set to retire effective June 30th and remain as Senior Advisor through December 31st. Current COO Chris Volker, CFA, will take over permanently. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation aims to transform surgical diagnosis and treatment of neurological disorders, expressing gratitude to McClurg for his service and welcoming Volker's deep leadership experience in medtech, finance, and strategy. BioStem strengthens leadership team with appointment of Catherine Gorrell as Chief Legal and Compliance Officer. With two decades of experience in healthcare organizations, Gorrell will oversee legal and compliance functions, ensuring integrity and compliance as the company progresses towards a NASDAQ uplisting. Gorrell's expertise will support BioStem's growth and governance, strengthening its foundation. Aclarion delivers strong Q1 2026 results with 196% annual scan volume growth, reflecting accelerating clinical adoption. Aclarion reports a significant 196% annual scan volume growth in Q1 2026, indicating accelerated clinical adoption of NosaScan. The company also anticipates an interim readout of the Clarity trial in Q4 2026. With a strengthened IP portfolio and a $2.50 million share repurchase program, Aclarion remains in a strong financial position with no debt and cash runway into the second half of 2027.
Healthcare costs reach a breaking point. Healthcare costs in the U.S. South have reached a crisis point, warns the American Heart Association. Rising costs, largely due to chronic disease, are causing many Americans to delay or skip care, leading to worse health outcomes and increased medical debt. The advisory outlines five key principles to guide policies towards a more affordable, sustainable healthcare system.
Investor news breaks: Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, leveraging vertical integration to target precision medicine market. The company's compounding pharmacy operations produce customized medications tailored for specific patient needs, addressing the growing gap in traditional pharmaceutical manufacturing. With licensed compounding facilities, telemedicine infrastructure, and clinical service operations, ETST is creating a connected ecosystem to engage across different points of the healthcare value chain.
Stopping the silent killer: how to check, prevent, and manage high blood pressure. High blood pressure, also known as the silent killer, can be prevented and managed through lifestyle changes. Recognized as a leading risk factor for heart disease and stroke, it's crucial to monitor blood pressure regularly. With nearly half of U.S. South adults affected, awareness and action are key. Visit heart.org/BP for more information on prevention and management.
Regenerist launches FlexLift, a next-generation face and neck rejuvenation procedure without the downtime. Regenerist introduces FlexLift, a revolutionary face and neck rejuvenation procedure developed by Dr. Edwin Ishu. This innovative office-based technique aims to deliver natural, long-lasting results with minimal downtime. FlexLift combines a face and neck lift into one comprehensive procedure, offering patients in the greater Boston area a safe and cost-effective alternative to traditional facelift surgery. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Regenerist in Westwood.
The fifth International Healthcare Week set for next month to highlight Hong Kong's position as medical technology and investment hub. The fifth International Healthcare Week, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, will take place from 11 to 31 May. The event will feature the 6th Asia Summit on Global Health and the 17th Hong Kong International Medical and Healthcare Fair, showcasing the entire medical and healthcare industry chain, with a focus on technology, R&D, investment matching, and more. The events aim to solidify Hong Kong's position as a leading biotech and investment hub. Biomed News Breaks, Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. reports Phase 1 data and plans Phase 2 study for Lyme disease prevention candidate. The Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., TNXPC, revealed Phase 1 data and upcoming Phase 2 plans for TNX-4800, a monoclonal antibody aimed at Lyme disease prevention. The company expects to start the adaptive field study in the first half of 2027, pending FDA approval. TNX-4800 targets Borrelia burgdorferi and offers extended protection during tick season, presenting advantages over existing vaccine options in the U.S. Investor News Breaks, Volition RX Limited NYSE American, VNRX, reports finger-pricked breakthrough for nucleosome detection in sepsis. Volition RX Limited NYSE American, VNRX, announced a breakthrough in nucleosome detection for sepsis using a finger-prick prototype. The study, part of the Summit program, showed success in detecting nucleosomes in capillary blood from critically ill patients. This advancement could enable early immune disruption detection in conditions like sepsis, expanding testing access and potential commercial partnerships.
Material transfer agreement between pharmaceutical company and Lexaria is extended. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announces the extension of the material transfer agreement with a pharmaceutical company to evaluate its Dehydrotech technology. The agreement has been extended through December 31, 2026, to allow time for the review of Lexaria's 2026 R&D results related to GLP-1. This extension enables the two parties to continue their collaboration and strategic planning discussions, with results expected in Q3 and Q4 of this year.
GeoVax advances G-Deptin toward Phase 2 initiation and strategic partnership opportunities. GeoVax Labs Inquir advances G-Deptin towards Phase 2 initiation and strategic partnership opportunities. The company outlines near-term clinical milestones and combination strategies for its oncology program, focusing on integration into established therapeutic backbones and low lions. GeoVax prepares for a Phase 2 trial evaluating Gedapin in combination with an immune checkpoint inhibitor for head and neck cancer. The company also plans to expand development across additional solid tumor indications and seek strategic collaborations.
Lakeshore Biopharma enters into amended merger agreement for going private transaction. Lakeshore Biopharma has entered into an amended merger agreement for a going private transaction with Ocean Pine Skyline Inc. The transaction implies an equity value of approximately $2.70 million. The merger will result in Lakeshore Biopharma becoming a wholly owned subsidiary of parent funded through a cash contribution and equity rollover. The deal is expected to close in the third quarter of 2026, pending shareholder approval. Methamphetamine use linked to 1 in 6 heart attacks in California study. Methamphetamine meth use was responsible for approximately 1 in 6 heart attacks among adults treated at a Northern California hospital over a decade, according to a study in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Despite lacking typical heart disease risk factors, meth users faced a higher risk of death post-heart attack. Researchers emphasize the need for tailored prevention and treatment strategies for this vulnerable group.
Allen TX Pediatric Dental and Orthodontic Team expands family care. Allen TX Pediatric Dental and Orthodontic Team, OPD Smiles, has expanded its family care services in Allen, Texas. The practice now offers a unified destination for children's dental and orthodontic needs, combining orthodontic treatment and pediatric dentistry under one roof. With a team of board-eligible specialists, OPD Smiles provides tailored treatment plans for kids, emphasizing gentle dentistry and preventive care to support long-term oral health.
Littleton Dental Practice highlights low-stress, comfort-first care. Southbridge Dentistry in Littleton, Colorado is prioritizing low-stress, comfort-first care for patients. Offering sedation options like nitrous oxide and oral sedation, the practice aims to alleviate anxiety commonly associated with dental visits. With a focus on patient comfort and communication, Southbridge Dentistry distinguishes itself in the Littleton dental market, welcoming new patients of all ages.
Dental implants offered as long-term tooth replacement option in Cherry Hill, NJ. Omega Dental Arts in Cherry Hill, NJ emphasizes dental implants as a durable long-term tooth replacement option over bridges and dentures. The practice highlights the structural benefits of implants which anchor directly into the jawbone for stability and function. Dr. Layla Karimi notes higher patient satisfaction with implants compared to removable options. Omega Dental Arts in Cherry Hill, NJ. Omega Dental Arts continues to offer crowns, bridges, and dentures based on individual patient needs.
Advancing Early Detection, Oamon Healthcare supports May Measurement Month 2026, donating 3,000 blood pressure monitors globally to aid in screening for hypertension and atrial fibrillation. The campaign aims to raise awareness about the risks of high blood pressure and the importance of regular monitoring, with over 7 million people screened to date. Oamon's commitment aligns with their Going for Zero vision to eliminate cardiovascular events worldwide.
Biomed News Breaks, a RMR Sciences Inc. advances fentanyl vaccine with private placement led by Joseph Gunner and Cohen Fren. ARMR Sciences Inc. has secured a private placement financing to advance its fentanyl vaccine towards human trials. Led by Joseph Gunner and Cohen LLC, the placement involved strategic and institutional investors. The vaccine, supported by the U.S. Department of War, aims to prevent fatal overdoses and combat threats from substances like fentanyl. This development marks a significant step in addressing synthetic drug threats. Network News Breaks, Bioadaptives, Inc. launches MindMed Cognitive Support Supplement following successful testing and strong early demand. Bioadaptives, Inc. has launched MindMed TM, a cognitive support supplement. After successful testing and strong early demand, the supplement is designed to enhance memory, focus, and overall brain performance. MindMed TM is formulated with clinically studied ingredients to support cognitive function and is available nationwide at www.mindmed.com. For more information, visit the Bioadaptives website. Investor News Breaks, Bioadaptives, Inc. launches Mind System platform and website for cognitive performance and recovery. BioAdaptives Inc. has introduced the Mind System platform, offering MindMed TM for daytime performance and MindRenew TM for nighttime recovery. The platform aims to enhance cognitive function, focus, and stress resilience during the day while promoting sleep quality and neurological recovery at night. This move positions BioAdaptives for long-term growth as it engages directly with consumers through a dedicated website.
Study finds exercise, ibuprofen, combat brain fog in cancer patients. A recent study has found that exercise and ibuprofen can help combat chemo brain, the cognitive decline experienced by many cancer patients undergoing treatments like chemotherapy and radiation. This research offers hope for alleviating memory loss and concentration issues. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. are actively involved in developing cancer treatments to address these challenges.
Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. deploying AI for non-invasive intoxication detection. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. is utilizing AI technology for non-invasive intoxication detection. The company's platform, trained on over 50 million data points, analyzes voice samples to estimate intoxication levels. This innovation is set to transform drug and alcohol testing in various settings, including workplaces. With the global market for alcohol and drug testing devices projected to grow, MindBio's focus on AI-driven voice analysis presents a unique opportunity for modernizing traditional testing methods.
Mushin IR News Breaks, Helus Pharma TMCBOECA, HELUS 5HARMT MCBOECA, HELUS MIND 2 support Phase 3 trial recruitment in veterans. Helus Pharma TMCBOECA. Help collaborates with Tara Mind to assist in recruiting veterans for its Paradig HLP003 Phase 3 trial targeting major depressive disorder. This partnership with vets aims to raise mental health awareness within the veteran community and aligns with an executive order on accelerating treatments for serious mental illness. Helus Pharma continues to advance its FDA breakthrough therapy designated program and pipeline of serotonergic agonists.
The Evidence Interrogation Play. How Ontotelic Therapeutics Inc.'s OTLC PDA OAI platform fits pharma's broader AI transformation. Ontotelic Therapeutics Inc.'s PDA OAI platform leverages 125,000 plus PubMed abstracts on TGF-beta signaling to enable evidence interrogation for testable crimes hypotheses. Positioned alongside industry giants like Rockwell Automation and Thermo Fisher Scientific, Ontotelic contributes to pharma's AI transformation. This approach addresses biases in biotech research, aligning with regulatory shifts towards AI-enabled monitoring and transparent documentation. Learn more at ibn.fm/OTLC.
I'm Goodraff. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.